Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Still to come, the story about the death squads. We'll get to that, but we got to go to your calls first. We lost Ken during the break, so we're going to... it's a different Ken. Wait, no, we've got Mike in California. We still have Mike. Mike, you're back.
I'm in Columbus.
Mike in Columbus. Oh, they put Cali down there, so
you're in Cali now, Mike. Go ahead.
So anyway, we were talking about how you're in a rock band. You encounter a lot of people who are sort of the liberal persuasion, and you're talking to them about universal health care, and you know, you suggested that maybe it should be a voluntary sort of an option, and I don't know if you can really have a voluntary universal health care.
Well, at that point, it's just insurance.
Yes, right.
I mean, I was just trying to, you know, I could just say, you say insurance to them, that's like a bad word. You don't want to say that to them.
And then they came back by essentially suggesting that, well, that wouldn't work because people are selfish. And what was your response to that?
My response is, if people are selfish, then if the majority of people are selfish, then obviously the majority of the people we vote into office or people vote into office, then they have to be selfish to a large degree. And they don't like that logic.
The people that we're voting for, the people that would run for an election, must not be selfish. And, of course, the American people and all their wisdom, who rarely even check on who they're voting for, and many of them just vote based on the sound of a name, must be, you know, they must know the facts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my only reasoning is why they even think this, they want universal health care, is because they don't feel they're part of the government. So if the government's giving them money, it's free money for them. They don't feel that they're part of it. They don't feel like they're actually part of the system.
They feel like they're going to get a bunch of net benefits without having to pay out.
Well, yeah, I think a majority of people actually do not feel they're part of this government anymore. So anything they get from it, they'll take.
Take. Yeah.
Right. Well, they give plenty, too, for that.
False. I really believe they just don't feel like it's working for them anymore. They're going to take anything they can to a falls.
That's a great point. And, of course, people also don't realize, people also sort of chalk up selfishness as a negative thing when, in fact, they're just ignoring the...
It's a survival mechanism.
Survival mechanism. You have to be selfish in life. Everything you do is based out of selfishness, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being selfish. I think what they're saying is that the people who are, if you were to leave it to voluntary charity, that people are just so miserly that they wouldn't give to charity, that they only want to, enrich their own lives, so they wouldn't want to help anyone else.
Here in the most charitable nation on the in the history of the planet.
And, of course, they would.
Absolutely.
They would give to charity. It's just those other people that...
Well, they don't give to charity now because they can't. Most of them are so poor from giving all their money away in the form of taxes that, you know, they know that they can't do it.
Thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I was confused. There actually is a Mike in California, and he's on the line. Hey, Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so remember last night how there was a guy who called in about... hello?
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Remember how last night there was a guy who called in about taxing the rich at a different rate?
Yes.
Yes, the guy who was talking about regressive so-called taxation.
And progressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think where he was all about that is a flawed argument that seems to be pretty common, and that it's because there's a finite money supply, which isn't true. And that since there's only so much money, when banks and corporations skim off the top via profit, that it somehow creates a larger gap between the rich and poor.
Yeah, a lot of these people, they don't really have an understanding of economics, and they don't understand that the gap between the rich and the poor is created more by governmental regulation than anything else, simply because government regulations don't allow poor people to create wealth for themselves. They help keep the poor people poor, and therefore help ensure that the rich people stay rich.
And the other place that they don't look at is everybody's a business. If I work for a factory, I'm a business that sells my labor to that factory. Therefore, I make profits on my business. And, the whole idea that, big businesses are bad, inherently bad. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Certainly, they can make some selfish moves, and I think that we have a, you know, we should have a court system to settle that.
Yep. And they also think that it's bad for rich people to have money. They think that
they just don't like them.
Right. They don't like rich people, and they know that they can play that off with poor people, and they can, you know, sort of use the poor people's
because the poor people know that if the rich people don't have money, that the money has to go somewhere, so it's going to go to them.
Presumably, right. And so they sort of use class warfare to their benefit to enhance their power. And of course, they actually don't do anything to help the poor people in the long run. Any other thoughts, Mike?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to the Amplifier line and to Tyler in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Well, actually, I just sat down not too long ago to check my bank statement. I've had a little feud going back and forth between TD Bank North, one of the banks that's in the local area in Keene. And what happened was a couple days ago, I went to check my savings account, one of them, and I noticed that I had a deficit of $180 in my savings account.
Whoa.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, so, you know, I did the natural thing. I contacted customer assistance, and I said, you know, I'm wondering why there was a, because it was listed as a service charge. I'm wondering why there's a $180 service charge billed in my bank account.
Yeah.
So 24 hours later, they wrote me one of their standard emails back that said, according to a federal regulation, they said you exceeded a transfer limit between your savings account and your checking account during your statement period, and you were assessed a service charge.
Wow.
So this angered me even more, and I wrote him back and I said, well, first of all, I said, if this truly is a federal regulation, I said, I think that it's kind of bad business for you not to at least warn your customers when they're nearing one of these transaction limits.
Mm.
And I said, and if it's a fee that somehow you profit from, I said, that's even worse because you're taking someone who's been a customer. My parents set up a bank account when I was born in 1987.
Yeah, wow.
And you're charging them a bank fee, you know, that's pretty exorbitant. I said, I'd just like to get to the bottom of it before I can't make a payment. My car gets repossessed. So I got a letter back from someone who sounded a little more important, the customer care, e-care manager.
Mm-hmm.
And she said in a probably more rude fashion than I'll describe, pretty basically that these regulations are in place for a good reason, and you are not allowed, if you can believe this, more than 6 transfers between your savings account to your checking account in a statement period over the Internet. However, if you go to the bank face-to-face with a teller,
mm-hmm.
then you can make as many transfers you want between your second checking and savings account.
Well, you might be a terrorist, Tyler. You might be a terrorist if you're on the
exactly.
Internet.
Exactly. Well, what's even better than that is she said that the reason these regulations are in place is because we have such a terrible drug problem in this country that we're trying to crack down on these drug lords who want to move all their money around so people
can't
find
their
money.
And said the bank person came out and said that?
So you should be happy to give up your money now to us because we're trying to stop drugs.
Oh, absolutely.
Ridiculous.
It's been so effective this far anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this bank is going to have anything to do with stopping drugs.
Exactly.
Now,
and you know, just as a result of this, I recently purchased a computer and went to move funds from my savings account over to my checking account to cover the purchase,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't able to do that because of this service charge that was assessed. So now I'm in the hole even more because, of course, I was slapped with a bank fee for not having the money to cover the purchase I made because my savings account was defaulted.
So they're not budging on this then. I mean, in many cases, if there's a credit card company or bank that charges you a fee and it's, you know, caught you unawares, you didn't know about the regulation. I mean, yes, you probably agreed to these fees when you signed up for the bank account. Of course, wait,
right.
As you said, you didn't sign up, it was your parents. But anyway, normally if you raise enough of a stink, normally they'll waive the fee this time so you know better for next time. They're not budging?
No, and I said, you know, this is the first time this has happened. I said, as a courtesy, you could have at least sent me an email saying, look, we're warning you, don't let this happen again. Or I said, if you were, you know, really on the ball, you could have sent me an email at the 5th transaction right before the 6th one that said, hey, we just want to let you know this is the 5th transaction. If you make another one, you're going to be assessed a charge.
Now,
this is what kills me because I have a feeling that they were really shady about it, but I have a feeling that the bank probably profits in some way from this.
Oh,
and that's
I'm sure they do.
Like, they don't like making it, you know, a public
you know,
knowledge.
The only thing you really have as a recourse at this point is to make yourself a sign that says, you know, TD Bank cheats its customers, and go and call the newspaper, tell them you're going to be out there protesting, and you know, it's not like there's anything going on in town. Maybe they'll take a picture of you and get that on front page.
I was going to go and open an account. Hang on, if you get a little bit more, hang on, 800-259-9231. I was looking at this bank. I'm about to change my mind.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. We're now cleared for takeoff, so fasten your seatbelts. Takeoff? Yep. Whether you're behind the wheel or in the cockpit, your responsibility as vehicle captain is the same. When I come back, it's countdown.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindtheshop.com.
BG.
Even though your vehicle has wheels instead of wings, you're still the captain in charge of your craft and its passengers. So heed this countdown. 3. Look at all three of your mirrors, sides and rear view, for proper alignment. 2. Do a double take to ensure all seat belts are fastened. 1. One last check for warning lights. They're called warning lights because they signal problems. Just as you wouldn't fly in an aircraft with a few minor problems, don't ignore them in your land craft. And blast off. Remember, in transportation safety, the sky's the limit. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the packet 8.net toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. That, by the way, does include the bulletin board system, the archives, the wiki, and more. Just get signed up for the updates whenever you want to know something fresh to, fresh about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list. That, once again, updates.freetalklive.com. and the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, as well as hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we go back to Tyler in New Hampshire, back on Free Talk Live. Now, Tyler, you had an incident at your bank recently, which, by the way, is TD Bank North, apparently a fairly major bank in the northeast of the United States.
Yep.
And basically, you had an account with them since you were a teenager, a young lad, and your parents had opened it up for you. Finally, they screwed you recently. They gave you a $180 charge because you'd withdrawn over six times from your savings account and put money online into your checking account.
Right, online.
And then their excuse was that they're trying to fight drug dealers. How is that that's going to fight drug dealers? I'm still trying to work that one out.
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently in whatever delusional world they're living in, they think that if they can limit the transaction limits or put transaction limits on their customers, that somehow all their customers that they must have that are big drug dealers, it'll maybe limit the amount of money that they can.
It will thwart them somehow.
The payment period.
Right. Now, how much money did you have in your account before you transferred money out of it?
I had just over $180.
Now, might just be me, but I don't really think that the drug dealers they're trying to catch with this are
Pablo Escobar, you are not, my friend.
yeah, exactly.
You got $180 in your account. They jack you you transferred the $180 out, and then they jacked you for the same amount, so now you're at negative $180, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, even if you're a small-time drug dealer, you should be dealing with a few thousand dollars at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I can't see how the banks are, they have the jurisdiction to be able to do this. I mean, they're not cops. They're not supposed to be able to enforce these laws. I mean, you haven't been given a court case or anything like that.
Right, and that's what I said to her. I said, if this is a federal regulation, then really what you should be doing is, at the very most, issuing some kind of citation saying that I'm in breach of a federal regulation. Last I knew, TD Bank North wasn't deputized by any. I could be wrong, but they weren't deputized by any federal agencies.
Now they do. You know, they are FDIC insured, and they are interconnected with the feds. They have to bow down and do whatever the feds ask them to do.
Right.
But I don't think that the feds are demanding that they charge a $180 fee for that particular violation. Have you gone as far as you're going to go with this, or do you feel like you've got extra steps to take?
Well, no, actually, you know what I was planning on doing was First piece of advice, I think it was Mark said he was thinking about a bank account. Keep it local. I mean, I know people who haven't had problems with Savings Bank of Walpole or any of the other local banks. There's actually one bank on Marlboro Street, the Cheshire County.
Well, that's a little too local. I mean, we are a national show, but I see where you're coming from. In general,
keep it local.
Keep your banking local wherever you are.
Exactly. Keep it local. What I plan on doing, actually, is if I can't get this resolved, I've seriously thought about telling them, you know what? I'm going to close out my accounts, the ones that still have money in them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys are serious enough about this that you want to make an issue, then you find a lawyer who's going to perform these court services for less than it's going to, you know, cost you to get the money out of me. If they're talking $180, if they want to take me to court over $180.
Well, that can affect your credit. Banks have a little system with each other and that kind of thing. I think that you'd be better off writing a letter to the editor of the newspaper and giving them bad press or
protesting. I'm going to talk to the manager first.
Yeah.
Did you get the email that came back? I know you sent one letter and you got one response and you got another response. The guy that most recently responded to you, is he local or is he responding from an office in New York or something?
I'm sure he's probably New Jersey, or I think it was New Jersey, maybe somewhere in there.
Yeah, I'd go in and I'd try to meet with the manager of the bank, someone who actually is. I mean, it may not be a local corporation, but the people running it live here. And so I would go in there and meet with him personally and say, look, you know, I've had good experiences with you guys up until this point. Then there was this little misunderstanding. Can you help me? Can you help me with this? Can you make good or just waive this fee this time? I won't do it again. And, know, essentially see how he responds to that.
Yep.
Let us know what happens, Tyler. And thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Patrick in Kentucky. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey guys, I was screened before I got on here. They asked me what I wanted to talk about. I had a question about the New Left.
Well, now, right? Normally we do ask people what they want to talk about. We just don't hold them on the line for 2 minutes while we allow it. Normally when you call a regular talk show, the call screener will ask you to say exactly what you're going to say to the host.
Right, they want to know a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay, he was making sure I wasn't a vesty freak. I'm not sure exactly what he meant by that.
Yeah, these are, we've got some crank calls. So what's on your mind?
Okay, you'll have to explain that later on the show. Well, you know, Ron Paul sounds really good, and the only thing is he's not really talking about eliminating poverty and you know, being asked that and how he's going to counter that or deal with that issue. But I was wanting to talk about our understanding of what the new left was, say, like when Robert F. Kennedy was senator before he passed away, and where it didn't have anything to do with progressive tax, from what I understand, where he was going into like communities like Bedford-Stuyvesant in New York and taking up like an old bottling company, that factory that had been abandoned, and trying to get work with two or three or four or five corporations to pull in money to get a factory started to put.
And who was this? John Kennedy?
No, Robert Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy. And where the government isn't actually, they're just acting as the initiator or the mediator, you know. That those were the kind of projects he was doing.
You're talking about now. I'm not too familiar with what you're referring to, but you're saying government should go around and come up with ideas.
No, I'm not saying that government should do that, but I'm saying addressing the issue of creating business. You know, not the issue of progressive tax, as we always try to understand the. You know, the left or the so-called new left.
I see where you're coming from, but the problem of what you're talking about is that if there were businesses to be created, then the marketplace would go ahead and do it anyway. In the areas you're talking about, like an old burnt out husk of a building, an old industrial building that hasn't been used in a while, we've got things like that here in Keene. Keene's an old industrial town from way back, and there's a bunch of old sort of husk buildings that haven't been used in years.
Roofs are falling in, that kind of thing.
And I made the point to Mark the other day that, you know, if we were to just get rid of this insane property tax that we have here in New Hampshire, where I'm paying $6,000 a year on my duplex, I mean, I can't even imagine what somebody would have to pay in property taxes on an industrial sort of a location. It would be
$30,000,
$50,000 a year.
The first year you're paying $50,000 a year just to fix the building. You buy it to fix it, and you're paying taxes on
it. My point being, if government just steps away and the taxes go away, the market will act on its own, and you don't need some government official to go around and point out opportunities as to where the market can respond. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The market will do it on its own. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Ian, a little distracted. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show. And one of the ways that you can do that is by voting for us over at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. Head on over to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show. It'll take you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us because the higher we are in the voting charts, the better off we'll be, and that more people will find the show. And, yeah, that's a good thing.
April is, in fact, Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money, only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066, akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066.
Let's go to the phones. It's John in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, hey there. How are you guys?
Doing super. What's on your mind?
Nest?
As always, what's going on?
I'm going to throw a little gasoline on the fire.
Okay.
Good for you.
Hey, most people aren't really aware of this SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, with Mexico, Canada, and the United States to merge them into one North American Union, like European Unions, like Italy and France, and all those are now one. They fall under the auspices of Brussels.
Yeah, pretty scary idea. We've certainly heard of it more than a few times.
Okay, well, the truckers of the United States, in about 45 days, the floodgates are going to be open at the border, and the trucks are going to be allowed to cross from Mexico and the United States doing long-haul trucking. You've heard about that, I assume.
No, that's news to me.
Well, I knew that they were building a highway, but I didn't know that it was going to be that soon.
Well, the highway's a couple of years out. They're going to start letting Mexican truckers come across the border. Now, get this.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on a second. You're telling me that semi-trucks are just going to be rolling through the border with no checks?
Without any restrictions regulating compliance to United States trucking rules, laws, regulations, There to be no educational requirements to speak fluent English, no load or weight restrictions, because they're not going to be under the same scrutiny as the United States truckers. And it's just,
wait a minute, you're telling me that if somebody, you're telling me that if a Mexican driving a truck gets pulled over to waste, goes to a weigh station, he's not going to have to stop?
There's no weigh stations for them. They're exempt.
That doesn't make any sense.
They're exempt from cross state, where they tax you when you go across state lines.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
They're exempt from that, too.
What? Now,
I sent you the website from the truckers.
Yeah,
where
I see
they're
that.
Asking.
Now, who is it that, I mean, how did you find out about this? How do you know for sure that they're exempt? Is it just a rumor going around, or is there actually something official?
It's legislation coming out of Washington, D.C.
How is the implementation on this going to work? Are local police not going to be able to, I mean, you know, if they
right
violate...
Now, if a illegal alien or a whatever you want to call them, American fixer flipper or whatever, comes across the border, they have to be caught 6 times before the immigration control is allowed to hold them.
I don't think that's true.
It absolutely is. At six times.
I've seen news stories otherwise. If you're just saying an illegal alien has to be caught 6 times.
But the American consulate just says release them.
In
the United States.
I've heard a similar story to what he's talking about. But wait a minute. Okay, what's that have to do with the truckers, though?
Truckers are so mad because truckers, on an average, are knocking down between $80,000 and $110,000 a year to make a living.
Okay.
A lot of them are husband and wife teams running 24/7. They never shut the trucks down. What this is going to do is it's going to allow Mexican truckers to come in the United States long haul and basically eviscerate their jobs.
But I'm still curious about I want to get into the immigration thing here in a moment, but I'm curious about the mechanics of all this. How is it that a highway patrolman who watches a Mexican truck driver breeze past a weigh station isn't going to pull that guy over? I mean that's... There's going to be some serious issues with enforcement of this.
Yeah, there is going to be some serious issues. That's why I went ahead and this website just posted today. And I wanted to get it out to you guys because you guys got the cojones to stand up and do what's right.
Well, I don't know if we're going to quite agree on this. See, what I feel like is right here, and I hope you'll agree because I know a lot of truck professional drivers are of a pro-freedom mindset. I think that you'd agree that what's absolutely right would be to end all regulations on truck drivers here in America. You guys have so many laws, so many hoops, so many regulations that you have to jump through to get your job done. It's insane.
And it seems like every little town along the way wants to get their cops out there and get another little piece out of you for violating some silly rule or
right,
another.
You have to have logbooks.
If you've ever noticed it, it usually pertains to the independent truckers that get picked on, not the big corporate, trucks that go rolling right on through.
That's
it's
usually
a corporate truck.
That makes sense because they've got the lawyers. They've got the lawyers that can, play with the compliance games and all that. And actually, the way it typically works is the big companies will.
Senators and congressmen bought and paid for.
And the big companies will lobby for more regulations because they can afford to comply, whereas you guys get screwed. I think that unfortunately you're blaming the wrong. You're shifting the blame to the wrong segment. If what you're saying is true about the Mexican truckers.
That was announced on CNN, ABC, NBC.
I'm certainly taking your word for it. But, presuming that it's true, it's not their fault. The issue is really the government regulations that are screwing you guys in the first place. So what happen is the regulations need to go away, and then we can just have freedom where anybody can come here and truck and come from Canada, come from Mexico, come from Asia. As long as everybody's on that same level playing field of freedom, then I don't think we'll have a problem. It won't matter who's driving the truck next to you.
Well, the difficulty with that, Ian, is this Ian? I'm sorry.
It is.
Okay. The difficulty with that is that Americans live at a higher standard, and they need to make more money in order to maintain their lifestyle and living standard. You get people coming in from third worlds, Vietnam, China. They're just shipping a few $100 back to their folks in the other countries.
Hey, I understand that it's difficult, but, competition is difficult. However, it's usually worth having the open market to where competition can happen.
The problem with what's going on here is that they don't have to comply to any of the trucking regulations.
It's completely unfair.
The regulations are the problem. The regulations are the problem. I mean, I understand that you're saying, okay, yes, while the regulations exist, everyone should have to comply. I understand where you're coming from on that, but let's focus on the real issue, and that is the federal government is and the local state governments screw over truckers, they screw professional drivers, and that's what
there's
you guys need to... That's what you need to unite against. You're right. There really isn't much of a recourse because politicians just don't care.
The April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, every trucker out there that has a CB radio is out there calling. I mean, they're starting right now, and it's going to be on every CB channel that there is. They're calling for a nationwide boycott in all 48 lower United States, the continental United States, for truckers to simply pull their trucks over at the state capitals and park them for 3 days and really mess up traffic and get attention on this thing. They're calling for that.
I don't know. Do you think there's going to actually be a response on that? Because, then they're going to be putting their licenses on the line. Right,
truckers are going to lose their livelihoods. I'll guarantee you, they're so mad right now. They want to start shooting the tires out of the trucks they're getting ready to come across. Mm. These guys are madder than hornets.
If the truckers actually do this, they're going to get some attention. They're going to definitely stir it up. I just wonder how many of them will actually do it. How many of them are willing to put their licenses on the line in order to do something like that? Because
I guess we'll know April 23rd.
Right, the Interstate Commerce Commission or whoever the hell they are that regulates you guys are certainly not going to like that.
No. Guaranteed, but there's not enough law enforcement officers to go up against. I don't know how many truckers are out there. 300,000.
There's more truckers than there are law enforcement officers.
By a long, long shot.
And I'm sure a few of them are former Leos. Just while we've got you on the line, can you just run down just a quick laundry list of the most intrusive regulations that you guys have to deal with? Because most people don't know what it's like to be a professional driver. They don't know all the crap that you guys have to put up with.
You've got to go through criminal background checks. You've got to get a CDU license. You have to be trained. You have to be approved by the states that you drive in. You've got to do drug testing. You've got background checks. I mean, if you get it more than a couple of tickets, the fines are incredible.
Way stations, there's certain things you can't transfer from one state to another.
You can't control the price of the diesel, and that is absolutely cutting a lot of truckers' throats. They're barely eking it by, the price
That's
of
amazing.
Diesel.
You guys keep up the good work, and thanks for the call. Let us know how that goes, all right? In case we don't hear something, we're going to probably need to hear it from you. So thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. They're some of the hardest working people in America. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Lots of archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of them right there. Front page of the site. You go download them for free at freetalklive.com. All right. So I said we were going to do the Death Squad thing, but you're telling me it's too long of a story.
It's just too long for
one
segment.
We've got to hold it for tomorrow night.
But so I've got a really great email.
We're holding the Death Squad thing. Okay. You want to do your email? Go right ahead.
All right. From Chris. On a show from 321, you guys were arguing about who is a libertarian and who wasn't during a segment about an objectivism email. I'm behind the podcast and hope someone has addressed this because it's important. The difference between libertarians with a big L and libertarians with a little L undermines nearly every conversation I observe on the subject. There are two kinds of libertarians. Libertarians with a lowercase and libertarians with a capital L. Now, what he's going to do is go into what the argument, like
Yes, he will, and it's completely useless. I'll explain.
It really is. Just so you agree with me, and I you can rebut while I read them. Lowercase L libertarians are philosophically consistent with free marketeers, anarcho-capitalists, and objectivists. Ian, you are a lowercase libertarian. Capital L libertarians are politically consistent, for the most part, with classical conservatives. They have libertarian lowercase L ideals, but want to implement them only so far as one can with a system of government, however limited it may be, in the form of the Libertarian Party or something like that. Often the founding fathers were thought of as having capital L libertarian politics. They wanted government, but they also wanted it small and limited. Mark, you are a capital L libertarian. Now, when we've talked about these...
Oh, there you have it.
There you have it. He says so. Chris does.
By the way, the reason I say it's useless is because when you're talking, you can't make a differentiation to someone. Well, I just want to let you know I'm a little L libertarian.
This is a capital L libertarian.
If you say the word libertarian, there's no capital there.
And I've heard it the other way around, which is you'd be a capital L libertarian because you're more libertarian than I am.
Yeah.
Or you'd be a capital L libertarian because you're a member of the party, whereas I am not. So I'm just a libertarian who's not a member of the party. This whole capital L, small L thing, confusing. People don't have the same definition.
I'm a libertarian free marketeer. You're a libertarian minarchist. How about that?
I think that, you know, terminology like minarchist or, you know, just a free market libertarian, that kind of thing, makes more sense than using the capital L, little L thing. Because people there's different definitions of this, and therefore, when you say capital L libertarian, it may mean something different to me, and it's a bunch of confusion. Anyway, okay. The problem comes in when people discuss libertarianism and capital L libertarianism without understanding this critical difference.
If you say, never will.
If you say that a great way to pay for roads would be with gas tax, you're talking about capital L libertarianism. If you say the roads should all be privatized and the market will provide a solution for transportation without any need for government, then you're talking about little L libertarianism. I'm sure you can see how this can get confusing. Hopefully,
yes,
this clears everything up for you two. Thanks, Chris.
Okay.
Oh no, Chris.
Appreciate
it's just not that easy.
I wish it were.
You know, but we've been, we've wrangled over this subject before. So
yeah, I'd rather just avoid the issue.
Thanks for the
entirely.
And that's the reason that I'm talking about it, is just to show the confusion.
I mean, if you're a small L libertarian and I'm a capital... Wait. I mean, if I'm a small L libertarian...
Right, you are...
You're a capital L libertarian, mm-hmm. Then what's a Glenn Beck? What's a Bill Maher?
He's even larger L than I am? No, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. It's somebody who doesn't even have any concept of the principles that libertarians subscribe to. Here's a related email from Pete. He says... Guys, I've considered myself a libertarian since I was old enough to realize that I was one. I heard you mention that you've been involved in the libertarian movement for 15 years. Whoa! Not so. I've been involved for maybe 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, if you were involved when you were 15, you'd be like a toddler when you started.
I wonder if, he says, I wonder if we might have met in Sarasota. No, I didn't meet anybody in 1992. I would have been 12 at the time.
So, yeah, there's something wrong.
Fortunately for me, I'm a second-generation anarchist with a libertarian grandfather who was a mayor in Massachusetts.
Hmm.
My feeling was that the Libertarian Party was a means to an end, that I was an anarchist joining politically in self-defense with other anarchists, a political means to defend ourselves from statists. That apparently has changed the last few years, and... is no longer libertarian. That has changed the last few years. I've told plenty of people, my dad calls single-issue libertarians, who want freedom to smoke pot, but not freedom for others to enter or leave the country when they'd like,
mm-hmm.
that they are not libertarian. People who want to reduce taxes, but don't want to allow people to own guns, that they are not libertarian. People who don't understand that some freedom is freedom and or is less than freedom and therefore not free don't understand what libertarianism is. Eventually, I realized that in this society, where the definition of a term changes when enough people ignorant of its meaning use it incorrectly, the meaning changes. Or at least, most claim that they do. He says, this drives me nuts, much like the whole rights-privilege misunderstanding. Anyway, something has got to give. If they're libertarians, then I'm not. Their understanding of liberty is not mine. I find that the way people involve themselves in politics is based on what benefits are in it for them, rather than upholding their responsibility to defend what they perceive to be freedom or constitutional. And I've seen this. I totally agree with them on this. See it everywhere. The most striking example recently was, and I've told this on the air, was back when the Foie Gras ban in Chicago was mm-hmm. coming through. I had a dinner with my parents and my uncle and aunt who live right outside of Chicago in Skokie. And I asked them how they felt about that issue, and their response was just flippant. They didn't care. They honestly did not care. Their response was, well, we don't eat foie gras, so it doesn't matter to us. And, you know, I've never had foie gras in my life. I probably never will, but it matters to me because freedom matters to me. Freedom for everyone matters to me.
You know,
only more people thought that way.
I had this discussion, and this was early on in my relationship with my wife, probably even before we ever got married. But she was against, she had voted for the smoking ban in Sarasota, Florida, and she was sort of against smoking in general, and didn't, you know, smoking's bad. I'll vote against the, for the smoking ban in Sarasota. But, you know, my conversation with her is, you know, if you're voting for other people not to be able to smoke, then what happens when they come out with a scuba diving ban? Scuba diving isn't exactly
what
the
she likes.
Right, which she is. She's not exactly the safest sport in the world. People get the pins and, nitrogen in their bloodstream, all kinds of stuff. You could drown. And what happens when they come out
with
that ban?
It certainly shouldn't
to
be
keep
for
people
children.
Safe, you know?
Yeah. I suggest, he says, to all my friends that they only vote with this in mind, for candidates that represent their principles and beliefs, that wasting your vote is only done when you're voting based on who you think will win or against someone you want to see. You're better represented not voting than voting for any candidate that doesn't stand for what you do or for what you believe in. He says, which incidentally has been a cause of turmoil for me with Ron Paul, who is, unless he's not being entirely truthful about his immigration stance, truly now a Republican and by far the best, perhaps once-in-a-lifetime, opportunity towards freedom. This is foreign to most people. They want to be on the winning team, or they want their union to gain power, or they want to keep their neighbor from using their property in the way that they'd like. This is because Republican politics is meaningless. And when people have played that game, People who play that game see that the Libertarian Party is pushing for one or a handful of things that their former party isn't. They might join the LP and then consider themselves libertarians. It's difficult to explain this to people who've been members of the Republicans and Democrats. It seems to me that during Harry Brown's life, you and I were considered libertarians, and Mark would not be. Since not too long before, I would consider you a libertarian now, Mark. You've come a long way. Since not too long...
I don't understand this, how, you know, the whole idea that basically somebody who's an anarcho-capitalist is a libertarian, and then those that believe in small government aren't. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. To me, what makes sense is I'm a libertarian, and you're not. Like, you've left you've left libertarianism behind.
Since not too long before Harry's death, we would no longer be, and anyone defending one or more but not all civil liberties can be if they'd like to be called so. If replicants were actually Republicans, I'd guess that's what pro-government people like Mark would consider themselves to be.
I'm pro-government.
What is sad...
Only on this show.
What is sad is that there was such a large investment made in the Libertarian Party over the past 35 years, which resulted in it becoming by far the third largest party, from people who cherished and required the vow against initiation of force, or the belief that you can't pick and choose which freedoms you'd like us to have without jeopardizing all of the others. These people had their party and effort hijacked by people who don't understand that to an anarchist, even the most minimal statist is still a statist, and by any compromising or supporting even the most minimal of government force, that they effectively have taken the Libertarian Party away. So next time Mark asks you if he's a libertarian, I suggest you point out that though a civil rights advocate and a valuable free stater, he obviously isn't, and that you are, or that he is, and that you're for, and that you're for freedom in every single instance. And then he asks, did you coin the term free marketeer? I like it. Anarchist works for me, but I don't run an international radio show. From Pete. Did I coin free marketeer? I thought I did. But apparently somebody else had already thought it up.
Who's that?
I don't know. I went to Google and typed in free marketeer, and it appeared, so somebody had already used it somewhere else.
What, at that time that you came up with it, or just recently?
No, it was after I came up with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that according to Wikipedia, you got credit for it.
Well, somebody went to Wikipedia and added it, I guess.
Well, I don't know. You know, the funny thing is that famous people generally get, not to say that you're really, really famous because you're not, but famous people often get credit for stuff that people that aren't so famous have created.
I'll take the credit, but, you know, hey, just use the term. Don't give me credit. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online between now and tomorrow night's show at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.